It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
So I again call on Congress to pass the assault weapons ban. Pass it. This should not be a partisan issue. This is a common sense issue. We have to act now. And people say, why do I keep saying this if it's not happening? Because I want you to know who isn't doing it, who isn't helping, to put pressure on it.
President Biden on Tuesday urged Congress to take action on gun safety after yet another mass shooting, this one leaving three children and three adults dead at the Covenant School, a private religious school in Nashville. The president later told reporters that, quote, I've gone the full extent of my executive authority to do on my own anything about guns. Congress has to act. So what about Congress? Well, Democrats have been ready to reinstate the assault weapons ban since it was sunsetted. The problem is on the other side of the aisle. Senator John Thune is the Senate Majority Whip, the Republicans' number two guy in the Senate. Of course, he gave the typical Republican response after yet another horrific mass shooting in America.
And I think with respect to any discussion of legislation, it's premature. There's an ongoing investigation, and I think we need to let the facts come out.
Premature? This was the 130th mass shooting in a year that's only had 86 days so far. And over in the House, Representative Tim Burchett of Tennessee came right out and said they'll do what they've been doing about the problem all along, absolutely nothing.
It's a horrible, horrible situation, and we're not going to fix it. Criminals are going to be criminals, and my daddy fought in the Second World War, fought in the Pacific, fought the Japanese, and he told me, he said, buddy, he said, if somebody wants to take you out and doesn't mind losing their life, there's not a whole heck of a lot you can do about it.
Lovely. Meanwhile, the 28-year-old identified as the murderer, we've now learned, was under a doctor's care for an emotional disorder and had recently legally purchased seven guns, including the three that were used in the shooting. Apparently, the shooter's parents felt that their adult child should not own weapons, but the shooter hid them in the house. The Nashville Police Department on Tuesday released body cam footage from the perspective of two officers, Rex Engelbert and Michael Colazzo. They led the charge into the school and they shot and killed the suspect on the second floor. One thing we can say is the Nashville Police Department deserves our thanks for their swift action, a true contrast from what we saw from the police that didn't respond to the shooter in Uvalde, Texas. If it were up to me, well, you know how the song goes. At least 40 people died and 29 were injured after a fire broke out at a migrant detention center in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, a major crosspoint for migrants across from El Paso, Texas. Mexican President López Obrador said on Tuesday that those detained migrants started the blaze by setting their mattresses on fire in protest after hearing rumors they were going to be deported. Just awful. A conservative group led by Ginny Thomas, wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, according to the Washington Post, raised nearly $600,000 in anonymous donations to fight liberal causes. Seriously. In an arrangement known as a, quote, fiscal sponsorship, the group Crowdsourcers for Culture and Liberty collected the money through a conservative Washington think tank, hiding its activities from public view. This revelation could add pressure on the Supreme Court to adopt a code of ethics. And actually, this comes as very basic new ethics regulations will go into effect after years of pressure from members of Congress who say the judiciary should follow ethics guidelines closer to those that apply to the executive and legislative branches. According to these new regulations, Supreme Court justices and all federal judges must now provide a fuller public accounting of free trips, meals, and other gifts they accept from corporations or other organizations. And it clarifies that judges must report travel by private jet. I'm speechless. So let's move on. In Trump land, U.S. District Judge James Boasberg ruled Tuesday that former Vice President Mike Pence must testify to prosecutors investigating the former guy's attempts to reverse his 2020 loss to President Joe Biden. The judge said Pence can decline to answer questions about his role on January 6th as Senate president. Pence's lawyers had argued that the Constitution shielded him from testifying. Trump claimed his testimony was protected by executive privilege. It isn't. Few other quick items before we wrap up for today. In Florida, a 6-week abortion ban is headed for a full Senate vote today. This law would make it one of the strictest abortion laws in the nation. Polio is back. Yeah. New York health officials detected the presence of the polio virus in the wastewater of Rockland County, where an outbreak last year led to the first confirmed case of paralytic polio in 10 years. This is what this anti-vax movement has spawned. Don't get vaccinated. Go live in a leper colony. And finally, in a long-awaited decision, the FDA approved the overdose antidote Narcan to be available without a prescription. It's about time. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.